This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. How are you over there?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right.
Look, we'd love to hear from our listeners tonight on 0427JOY949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And on tonight's show, we're going to be discussing when the media goes too far.
They do go too far, though,
they
Basha.
Do.
I'm enraged.
We're going to start with, you know, Olympic swimmer bashing.
They
just showing footage of people in personal and tragic moments.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think, you know, a bit of a spin on the idea of the media is that we ourselves are now the media, Basha.
Oh, my God, we are too.
We are, because we can use social media to get out there and spread our own words, and that's where it gets a little bit dodgy.
People should be careful what they put out there.
They should be. I do say so myself.
And we will also be following up with our events listing. It's a big weekend this weekend.
It is going to be a big weekend. I'm a bit excited. Anyway, so, Basha. The media goes too far. We've seen it happen many, many times before. And recently, they've been bashing on a particular...
Liesl Jones.
Yes, an Olympic swimmer. Now, this woman, I mean, you know, 8 times an Olympic medalist.
Yes. It's her fourth Olympics.
Her fourth Olympics.
Her last Olympics.
Her last Olympics.
She's 27.
She's 27.
And she's there, I think she's there to not only to compete in her last Olympics, but also to be a mentor
and
to the young athletes, to show them the ways and that whole circus that goes on.
And instead of focusing on the amazing fact that she's an 8-time Olympic medalist, the media are doing what?
They're calling her fat.
Fat.
I
don't like that word.
I don't like that word either. I think it's funny that they're not actually calling any male athletes fat.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't, would they?
No, they don't have a go at them. Oh, look at him. He's got a big gut. No. But they take a photo of her, and I'm sure they took thousands of photos and found one of her in an uncompromising position. I believe she was bending over, because we all look good in that position.
I hate bending over.
And they take a photo of this. Well, she's a swimmer, so of course she's in bathers. No one wants to be photographed in bathers. So this poor woman, you know, has to deal with that. And I just think it's a disgrace.
Now, of course, the articles that were published and everything about this were not very nice. But they took it a step further than already disgusting, and they put a poll online about it.
Mm-hmm.
To ask what the public thought, to see if the public thought that she was fat.
Again, I go back to the fact that this is her fourth Olympics. I trust in her ability to know her own preparation, and she knew she had very little chance of achieving a gold medal at her age, competing against, you know, early 20-something. Yeah, there's a 16-year-old Chinese swimmer who's swimming faster than the men.
Mm.
So she's there for other reasons as well, of course, to compete. But, you know, this is what they're having a go. But I believe their survey went bad because people actually were enraged.
Disgruntled.
And they had to take the survey off, I believe.
Yes, that's what I read.
What a shame,
and,
you know.
But you know what? The best part about this is that, as I was saying earlier, we are our own media giants now because we can utilise social media. And that's exactly what people did in this case, is they turned around and they went, no, it's not right. You shouldn't be saying that. Cut it out. And it was taken down.
Exactly. But see, the reason this happens is because the world's media goes to the Olympics 2 weeks before the Olympics start. They have nothing to do. They're all sitting there.
They're bored.
They are bored. And instead of doing a bit of shopping and sightseeing, they start taking photos and start looking at stuff. Think a few weeks ago when there was the big scandal because a husband and wife weren't allowed to stay together in the Olympic Village.
Oh. Get over it.
But all the same-sex couples were allowed to because, well, you know, it was segregated.
They're the same sex.
And this was, yeah, but this was making front-page media because there was nothing else happening in the world. And this is the problem. And this is, again, I think what's happening here. But I think they've taken it to a new level because they're attacking her.
I mean, in any media outlet, that we have, somebody being attacked personally on their physique is not okay. And the fact that they've picked this woman out of all the people out there they could have picked, who, you know, has enough sitting on her shoulders right now and enough stresses and pressures building up on her during this extremely important time in her life, to then get onto her and bash her about her weight, it's just not on.
Yes, well, you know, they're also talking about one of, I believe it was the soccer teams, the female soccer teams, they're also calling them a bit heavy.
A couple of months ago, the British beach volleyball women also had their weight questioned. So,
Hold on, I've seen beach volleyball women. Hello.
They are like...
They're hot, you know, sorry. They're very well built, sorry.
They're hot, you said it. You can't take it back now.
Hey, look, I saw a post today about all the hot Olympic athletes that we didn't know were out there. And, yes, that was a very interesting email.
Yeah.
I was like, hello. The photos were just beautiful.
You're dirtying it up already, aren't you?
I'm not dirtying it up. These are Olympic athletes who train at that elite level, and we appreciate that. And if it makes me watch a sport, how do you think I found handball? You always wondered how I figured out about handball. Have you seen those women? Hello. They're tall. They're blonde.
Off topic.
Athletic. But anyway.
Now we're being media that are being inappropriate.
I know, but hey, we're appreciating them for not only their talent, but their physique. So you know.
All right.
But the best thing is what happened here was after the race, because she didn't win gold. She came fifth, which is actually pretty admirable.
That's pretty good.
You know, for her age and
in the world.
Exactly. But I like the fact that when she got out of the pool, see, this is where she's got media training. It's very important because she got out of the pool and basically said that it helped her compete better and become better and stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's not what she's really wanting to say. She was pretty much wanting to probably tell them to back off.
Yeah.
But being the diplomat that she is, she worded it very lovely and said that, yes, it helped me rise to the occasion and made me feel better, and that she was actually, she felt a lot of love because she got a lot of love from people all around
there
the world
was a lot of
saying,
support.
Saying, honey, you're doing okay and you look fine and do your best.
I think it's really fabulous what she's actually said here in a statement as she's come out and she said, I swim in the pool, I don't swim in the papers. She's been around this game for 12 years and nothing really surprises her anymore. It was pretty hurtful to have comments like that coming from someone from your own country, but she said it was the best thing that happened. They put her under pressure and she'll show them what she can do. And she definitely did.
And she did. And she did it in style and she did it well.
Mm.
You know, I think it's quite unusual or bad when these poor athletes have just swum for their life and they're still dripping and come out of the pool and they shove a camera in their face and a reporter's asking them questions. They haven't even caught their breath yet and they're already asking them questions about how was that and, oh, my God, you lost by 1/100th of a millisecond.
Rub it in a little bit more.
And it's like, hold on, but that's not even a measurement, 1/100th of a millisecond. You know, give the guy a break.
Oh, we could get into Olympic fury, couldn't
we?
We
could.
Look, if you'd like to share with us when you think the media's gone way too far and they've just got it wrong, please do. Send us a text in the studio right now on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. So you're with Basha and Tian, and we are on Joy. Welcome back to Leilinga with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 and you can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And some people have been texting, Basha.
We have. Mousy liked our first song. She said she actually knew this one. So, yay, we're glad you knew this song, Mousy. And Carla's written in going, she loves the Olympic-style radio presentation. And go beach volleyballers. I wonder why. Who's a beach volleyballer? And we have a lovely message from Kristen who's saying, yeah, the beach volleyball girls are hot. See, I can't even speak because they are. I'm just remembering images of these women. Sorry. And yes, we appreciate not only their talent but their physique. She's right there with us. Yes.
We are.
Okay. See?
Yeah, I'm actually quite a little bit more fond of the gymnasts, if I do say so myself. And I do.
See?
Because, you know, they're flexible. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they're all a little bit young, though.
Oh, don't. Did you have to go there?
I did.
Some of them are not young.
All I can say is I believe it's the Dutch female hockey team.
Dutch female hockey team. Mm. Do I need to Google that?
They're all blonde. I mean blonde. Good but, yes, they all look very nice. It's a nice image.
This show is getting smuttier by the minute.
We're not getting smutty. But, you know, we have to look at the light side because now we're going to go to a rather sort of a dark place.
Which is a dark place. But, look, we've been talking tonight about when the media goes too far, as they do very often, and it's not very nice. This one is something that I noticed and came across during my adventures on social media. A woman who lost her daughter tragically in an accident.
Yes.
And, you know, she has created this campaign online to combat what has been done to her and her family. And what has been done to her and her family is that their privacy has been completely stripped away from them in a time when they should have had as much privacy as they needed to deal with what they were dealing with.
Exactly.
And they had news crews in the air above their house. They had people trespassing on their property. They had people hounding them on the phone. They spread the news on...
I'm surprised they found out about this so quickly because I don't believe the police had actually gone there or the ambulance and the media were there first. So,
well, I mean,
what are they monitoring? Are they monitoring the police calls, the 000 calls? How are they finding out about this so quickly?
Well, I mean, that's just a whole other kettle of fish, really.
Because, you know.
It's not fair what the media did to this family.
No, it is not. And we're not going to go into detail because we don't want to put the family through any more pain and discomfort.
I don't think it's necessary to go into any more detail about it. But basically, it's interesting the way that this mother tackled her loss of privacy and her loss of her right to grieve in private.
Yes.
And by tackling this, she went to social media and she raised her voice and she went to the pages of all of the media outlets that had done this and she complained very loudly and
got a lot of support.
She got a really, really large amount of support.
Yes.
One of the messages she put up had 32,000 likes.
Which accidentally got deleted.
Before it was accidentally deleted, yes.
Which I believe it's being put back up.
Yeah, but I don't think they can actually do that.
Yes.
Mm. So I just think, you know, this is one way that we have our own voice now.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Different.
Yes, because where else is she going to go? She doesn't have an outlet to go to. What's happening is they're going through a tough time. It's a private moment. And during such times, the media should not be there.
Well, they should respect everyone's right to privacy, but they don't. They encroach on that and they disrupt their lives.
And these are not celebrities. These are everyday, average, normal families and people. And, you know, just watch the news. Some of the footage that they show, they just take it that one step too far.
Now, you were talking about this earlier. You were saying that, you know, some of the things that they're showing on TV are just, they're not on anymore. And they say that it's because they think that people are desensitized to it.
Yes,
now.
In American courts, they actually don't just show the photos, the crime. They actually show crime scene photos with the bodies and with the event has happened that the police have taken photos of. In the past, they've only ever shown chalk outlines and shown people those photos, or they've shown a representation of the photo. But they believe that we are so desensitized now that we need to see these. And these are actually what the lawyers are calling for. And this is what's happening. Now, I don't believe this takes place in Australia. I still believe that they understand that the mind is quite powerful and you can put that image in your head and you're trying to, because you're also trying to make sure that you're having that unbiased opinion being on a jury.
Now, I mean, we're seeing on the TV, we're seeing, you know, unfortunate situations where people have passed away and we're seeing body bags being wheeled out of places, and we're seeing celebrities' bodies after they've died. And it seems to me like, you know, there is no limit to how far they will go to get that photo.
No, but this is what I would expect of tabloid media. I don't approve of it. I don't read the tabloids. I don't believe anything that they say about celebrities unless I hear it from the celebrities' mouth themselves. I don't believe the gossip and all those magazines. It is a booming industry. Unfortunately, people do believe a lot of this stuff. But I'm reminded of when Heath Ledger passed, they showed the body bag being taken out of his apartment and put into the ambulance. Now, I didn't need to see that image. I don't think his family and his friends needed to see that image. I understood what had happened to him. It wasn't necessary. There were photos circling of Michael Jackson in the ambulance, dead, or when they were taking him to the hospital to, you know, make sure he was okay. These photos appeared on the media. Why are they showing us these photos? I don't need to see this. Just telling me what's happening is enough.
I don't think anyone needs to see it. And I think that's, you know, the main problem we have here is that there is no governing body that's to stop this from happening. There's no one that's policing it. And I don't understand why we're living in this day and age when there isn't. You know?
Well, the only place that you can go, okay, here you go, on the ABC Media Watch, is the only outlet that I know of and that I could actually find on the internet who actually will hold them accountable for not only the print media but anything on television, so in the news and programs.
But in what ways can they really hold them accountable?
Well, they highlight the bad things that they've done or the mistakes that they've made, and they show that. But how many people have you ever watched Media Watch?
No.
Okay.
I never even heard of it.
Well, there you go. See, I've actually watched the show sometimes. I actually find it quite interesting. But yeah, I thought as much. And this is the problem, because most people are not aware of this program. It's a short program on the ABC. I believe it goes for all of 15 minutes once a week.
And see, but I think
it's
that's
a difficult
thing.
Issue.
You know, this doesn't break into law, though, does it? It's not actually going to persecute these people.
Well, we just have to watch what's happening in England in the Fairfax case.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but again, they've gone too far by tapping people's phones. Mm. And I think they're attacking possibly the correct people, but I don't think they haven't started, I don't think. But they're you know, a lot of people are going to feel that.
Look, if you think you know of a situation where the media's gone too far, then we would love to hear from you. And if you've watched Media Watch as well, please let us know what you think. You can send us a text here on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Some heady stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Well, welcome back to Lee Link here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here, aren't we, B?
We are.
Now, of course, tonight we have been talking about when the media goes too far, and we've been talking all about the Olympic swimmer bashing that they have been doing of poor Liesl Jones, saying she's too fat.
Yes.
Blooming rude, if you ask me.
Which then they took back.
Yes, then they took it back.
Because they realised they outraged the public.
Yeah, the public went a bit nutty about it. And now we've also been talking about how, you know, the media tends to sometimes interrupt some really intense personal moments with people that they should not be doing at all.
Yes, and taking photos and putting those on front page news.
Hmm. Photos that we don't need to see.
No, and personal images that we don't need.
Hmm.
I just need the story. I don't need to see.
I don't even think half the time we need the story, really. It's none of our business.
No, well, if it's a tragic death or something's happened, I do want to hear what's happened, but I don't want to see images, especially body bags or people that have been, you know.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, the thing that frustrates me the most about it is that there's no one out there policing the media and stopping them from, you know, getting in there and invading people's privacy and showing us things that we don't need to see. You know, there are so many graphic images on the internet, it's just unnecessary. Have you got something to share?
Someone's written in a message that they're a pacifist and a vegetarian and they feel that showing a dead body or an animal crosses the line. And they do believe that the media does cross this line. Mm. So, yes. See? So they are agreeing with us.
Mm. Well, I mean, we see a lot of situations every single day where they go too far. That's just the way it is. I mean, the spin that I wanted to put on this is that's interesting is that we now have a voice.
Yes, which is good.
Which is very good. You know, we can use our own social media to contact our peers and people around us and even sometimes the places and the companies that have done us wrong, and we can stand up and say, this isn't right. And I have seen so many examples of this recently through social media, and I just think, yes, it's good, but there's also a bad side of it where sometimes people can say things that are believed that aren't necessarily true. Now, this doesn't apply. However, we have come across one of them recently that got headlines in the papers where there was a woman who showed up to a bar in Victoria and she was not permitted entry. And it's relevant because she was not permitted entry based on her sexuality, allegedly.
Allegedly.
We have to say
that's
allegedly.
Yes, because that's what they believe.
Yes.
Like, even though there's witnesses who prove. But anyway, we won't go there.
Now, of course, this was a huge movement when it came to social media, and the backlash of this was insane. That's why it made it onto headlines, I think, basically, because she had used social media to bring this to the attention of the management, of the staff, of the security, of, you know, patrons and the people of Victoria, to let them know what had happened to her and that it wasn't okay, and gave quite a very detailed description of everything that occurred. And it put the management of this bar in a place where they had to make a statement.
Yes, but the good thing is on her behalf was then this appeared on every, like it appeared in all the newspapers.
And
all the media covered this issue.
It was all over the media. It was everywhere, and you could not escape this story. And now people know who we're talking about.
Yes.
Allegedly. But it was just everywhere, and social media was the huge driving force behind it. So with people, I ask, Basha, with people now having the ability to use social media, like, for example, Urban Spoon or Facebook or MySpace, or even though MySpace is supposedly dead, if they are now able to use these outlets, does that kind of make real media a little bit pointless?
No, because the purpose of media is to show an unbiased story and show me the full story. That is the pure purpose of media. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen, and that is apparent just reading the papers.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell who is pushing certain newspapers by which political parties they're tied into and who owns them.
I mean, I can't remember the last time that I read a news article that wasn't somehow biased, but
it's very true, but if you go online, you can at least get a fairly good base, because you will find different media who've covered the issue. And I think this is going to be an issue coming into this country in the future when a particular body owns all of our media.
I mean, I agree with you there. I think that is a serious issue. There are certain people who are taking over all of these different outlets, and that's not very good. But one of the points that I'm trying to get to here is that social media, for an example, when we had the earthquake that we had here in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, I didn't turn on the TV to find out if there was an earthquake. I checked my phone, and social media is what told me there was an earthquake. And within a couple of minutes, before the TV even knew about it, or the radio even knew about it, social media told me exactly what scale on the thingy it was and everything that I need to know, exactly where it was, all the rest of it.
Yes, but you're not always certain that that information is correct. So you can't always rely on that information. I think that's where you still need the media, because you need to have someone that can tell you that this is true. You just have
But we've already just covered the fact that always skews something, doesn't it?
No, because there's certain areas. If you want a comprehensive guide of what's happening on an issue, maybe watch the ABC or SBS.
So you would say that there are some media outlets out there that are less affected by...
They're not funded by...
Money-pulling tyrants?
Yes. Yes, I didn't want to say that, or mining magnates. They don't have these issues. So this is an area where they have that. And they are appealing to a probably a broader market of people who are expecting a balanced argument.
So I'm very curious to know what our listeners think out there. I mean, if you think that we're living in an age where social media is now, shall we say, overshadowing the real media, maybe?
I don't think it's overshadowing. I think what's happening is, because the problem is that newspaper coverage is dropping. People are not reading newspapers anymore. They all have their phones. They all have iPads. They all have these kind of devices, their smartphones. They have these things. And this is where they're attacking their newspapers and they're getting their information. and we live in a global society, so you can attack, you can see everything that's happening around the world. And this is brilliant. Now, this is a change that is happening, and a lot of the media outlets are not ready for this change or haven't seen it coming and are not tackling it very well. And then you have this issue with social media. I don't think they actually realize what power your average person has. People are now using this to their advantage, and I think the media now have got a wake-up call to understand, oh, maybe we have to be careful about what we have, and maybe if we have our pages and things like that and people can talk to us and people can comment on our pages and let us know their opinion and we're not afraid to delete them and we leave them there, you know, I think they've got to learn how to deal with this. I don't think they've fully fathomed what exactly is coming to them and what this new media age means.
So they haven't really caught up to what's going on just yet.
No, but I think they're learning very quickly. You know, just the last few months, what people are doing with social media, how they're tackling issues.
Well, it's definitely something that's really interesting, and I think we'll be talking about it for the rest of the night amongst ourselves. Look, if you would like to jump into the conversation, please let us know. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Shenanigans while people are listening to the song.
What? You're all mine? No, I don't think so. I think Nat will have something to say about that.
I think she might too. Look, now Basha, tonight, you know, we've been covering when the media goes too far.
Yes.
Now, if of course you would like to check out the event pages for these on Facebook, then hit up our Facebook page. You can go to joy.org.au and find our program page. We've recently had a bit of a revamp of the program page. I'm a little bit excited.
There's photos on there now.
There's photos. It's a photo of us.
I know.
Scary.
I know.
Not my best side. Anyway, yeah, so you can, you know, find us on there and, yeah, it'll link you up to our pages and stuff like that.
Our social media.
And even our email address.
Yes.
laylink@joy.org.au.
Yes, because you can send us emails.
It's
like people
like
do.
Yeah, some people do send us emails. And we actually got a really great email today, didn't we?
We did.
And I forgot to share this. Anyway, we got an email from a listener that we actually built a whole show around.
I believe we built about two shows around.
I think it was about two shows around. This wonderful girl had emailed us and she told us some of the things that were going on in her life. And it was really, you know, heartbreaking stuff. She's got a really good story there and a lot of strength for actually sticking through it. And she sent us an email today just to sort of catch up with us, which was really beautiful.
It's great because I was actually thinking about her the other day because I feel like she's like part of the Lay Link family because, you know, we've got to know her through these emails and through correspondence and that. And it's just like, oh, I just feel like I know her.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it though.
It's great. and we're so glad that everything's going well for you, honey.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are. All right, look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link. You can check out our Facebook page by heading over to joy.org.au and linking up with us, as I said before. Alternatively, send us a text or an email right now. It's 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Well, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Thanks for the new likes, people.
Yes, we appreciate them. And good night to our listener who unfortunately has to go to bed.
Oh,
we're sorry.
I really like it when we get texts because it makes me feel like people are actually listening.
They are.
I know they
are. I have SMSs and Facebook posts and things to prove it.
Things going all over the place.
Yes.
Look, we've had
a
really interesting show tonight. I mean, talking about when the media goes too far has definitely been something to really ponder about because there's a lot that's involved here, especially bringing that aspect into it of where, you know, social media now gives us the right to actually stand up and say something as well.
Exactly.
And people, you know, businesses and community groups and things like that are definitely now more accountable for their actions.
Yes, I think the media and, you know, these organisations are just going to have to be more careful about how they handle themselves in the future.
Because they haven't been very careful.
No, and I think they're learning very quickly about what can go wrong and how it can affect themselves and their integrity.
All right.
I reckon that's the end of our show. That was a quick hour.
It was a very quick hour. I feel like I want to stay and keep talking.
I think the follow-up show may not appreciate that, but anyway.
Probably not, no. Look, if you do want to get in touch with us, please do. You can send us an email at laylink@live.com.au. We're always looking for new content for our show and new ideas and stuff like that. And even if you just want to send us an email and say hi, feel free.
Exactly. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.